You know, you see them all over the place. I Heart New York on a, you know, a t-shirt or a Facebook meme. I Heart This, I Heart That, or a bumper sticker or something like that. What about I Heart My Heart?
Hey, that'd be pretty cool. You know, we're going to talk about the heart all month this month. We're going to talk about it on our blogs. We're going to put it into our podcast and those kinds of things. The heart is, of course, critically important, and yet it's the one greatest weakness that we have in the human body.
Our heart is our greatest weakness? Is that because we feel so much?
I would like to think it was more emotional like that, but I'm talking about just the very physical part of the heart. You know, there are every day the heart beats over 100,000 times. It pushes between 2 and 5,000 gallons of blood through about 60,000 miles of arteries and veins and capillaries. So it's pretty astounding that there's that much work to be done by one little organ, the heart. It's not much bigger than your fist if you double up your fist. Heart disease is still the number one killer of Americans, both men and women, with over 600,000 Americans dying from some different facets of heart disease every single year. And that accounts for about one out of every four deaths in the United States.
So 25% chance I'm going to die from something related to my heart.
Absolutely. One-fourth of all Americans suffer from some form of cardiovascular disease.
And if I might interrupt here, we're talking with naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee, who knows about these heart issues. So anyway, go ahead, Randy.
Randy also knows about these heart issues because it is our family history.
Mine too.
Both of my parents, all four of my grandparents, and every aunt and uncle on both sides of the family have all died of heart failure. Ooh. I have one living aunt. All the rest of my, anybody older than me in the family is now passed away, and 100% of them died of heart failure.
It's a good thing you own a natural health store.
That's exactly right. I started taking supplements for my heart, actually, in those days, medications for my heart at the age of 26. I have a brother that's 13 years younger than me that at the age of 16 had an unmedicated blood pressure of 260 over 160. We've all had heart procedures and hearts. But technology is better, so the heart's lasting a little longer. But there's just a great amount of responsibility for the heart. The heart has to transport all the nutrients to every cell and every organ in the body and take the waste byproducts from those cells and from those tissues back out of the body again itself. So it made up primarily of the heart, which we know about, and we'll talk more about that all month long. And then the arteries that take blood from the heart out into the body, the veins that bring it back, and then capillaries, which fit into that system. Capillaries are the little bitty veins. Every single cell in your body has to be able to get nutrients and get rid of waste. And the capillaries are the conduit for doing that.
So it's got an infrastructure with distribution and waste removal networks all built into one.
That's exactly
right.
What
a marvel.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing organ and essential, of course. We can't live without a heart.
Right.
And so when your heart goes bad, you either suffer for the rest of your life or you pass away. It's like I said, one in four Americans are going to die of some form of heart disease. And that even includes the part that die from accidents and that kind of stuff. Still, one-fourth of all deaths in America every year are related to heart disease.
Okay, you've got me scared now. Are you going to resolve that?
Yeah, we will. We're going to do bits and pieces of it through the month. We're going to actually talk about different facets of the cardiovascular system through the month. Today, I just wanted to highlight some of the problems that we have with the cardiovascular system. There are actually dozens of them, but I picked just a very few to highlight things that can go wrong with that system, and that we'll be talking about the rest of the month on how to deal with those particular issues.
Okay. Are these some of the more common problems?
These are probably the most common, the ones that I picked. For example, number one on my list is cholesterol buildup. We hear so much about cholesterol these days. You know, most people don't realize that cholesterol is actually produced by the liver. It's actually necessary for body functions. It does three or four things that are absolutely critical. It's in the production process of several of our hormones. It's one of the building blocks for all tissues in our bodies. And it also is essential in the bile production within the liver for digestion. So we have to have cholesterol.
So can I get a cholesterol supplement at your store?
You get plenty of cholesterol supplements in everything that you eat all day long.
Okay.
The body probably produces the amount of cholesterol that we would actually need to use. So the problem becomes we eat a lot of products that have fats and cholesterols in them, and then we have an overabundance of cholesterol in the system, and the body has to find some way to get rid of that. Mm. Often it can't burn it, and so it ends up being stagnant. Most of the fats, cholesterols, and even animal fats and things end up floating in the bloodstream. And once they're in the bloodstream, they start clogging the arteries and causing problems with congestion within the artery systems. And then also that in turn causes blockages in the arteries so that we end up with blood pressure issues.
So I can think about it like going through a construction zone on the freeway. You know, the speed limit drops down to 30 miles an hour and there's one car behind another.
You got it. Exactly the same thing. And the body is constantly trying to push blood through there because the blood is carrying all of those nutrients and oxygen, the phytonutrients, all the things that the cells need to produce energy and to keep our body going. And if they get obstructions, then it gets very, very difficult to get through the process. Mm. Which leads to the second thing, high blood pressure. I'm amazed at the number of people that come into the shop every day wanting to know what we can do about their high blood pressure. And one of the reasons that they have the high blood pressure is because the heart has to push that blood through those arteries and through those veins that are now clogged with fats and cholesterols and breakages that have been plaqued up. And so with all of that extra work having to take place, then you end up with high blood pressure.
So the pressure builds up.
Correct. Then the other is arterial plaque. You know, we're going to talk in a couple of weeks specifically about how that plaque works and why it's important and what it does. But the fact remains that much of the time, these things that get stagnant in the body, the arteries begin to think, well, that's a problem as well. And so they put plaque on it. It reduces the cross-section within the arteries themselves, and so strictly there isn't enough room to get the blood through.
So what would normally be a healing thing, the plaque healing a tissue, now becomes damaging as it builds up on the cholesterol.
That's exactly right. It produces damage in that the body has to increase pressure to try to push blood through the system reducing the amount of space that's available to get the nutrients through there.
So what else?
All of those then lead then to poor circulation. And the poor circulation can be because of those blockages and things, but it can also be because you have degenerative vessels in there. I mean, things age. You get not enough lubrication within those vessels, and so they begin to harden, and they get cracks, and they form problems in and of themselves. And so that becomes another area where the circulation throughout the system becomes less and less and less. Us just gaining too much weight can put enough pressure on vessels that the poor circulation becomes a problem. Charley horses are things that people deal with all the time. And you know, what's the first thing you do when you get a Charley horse?
Stretch it out.
You stretch it out and you reach down and you rub it. Mm. You increase circulation. Mm. Charley horse is one of the body's ways of saying, I'm not getting the blood flow I need. And so it makes us work on that particular area. Mm. Another one that's not as common for most people, I'm not thought of as about most people, is things like acne and skin disease. You know, your body's blood system in conjunction with the lymphatic system gets rid of all of the waste products in the body. And if there's all these blockages and they can't get rid of that, then they begin to push those things to the surface of the skin. And that becomes rashes and eczema and psoriasis and acne. All of those issues really are blood flow issues. They're all cardiovascular issues.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah, those are some of the major ones, and we'll discuss how we can work with some of those things through the week that runs ahead. I just wanted to say that in kind of a conclusion thing, a well-functioning cardiovascular system requires proper nutrients. It requires adequate water to keep the liquid levels in the body correct. It needs exercise to keep those things pumping, and we need to control the stress that's in our lives as well. And we'll elaborate on those in the weeks ahead as well.
And that's it for today on The Heart. More next week. 10 minutes of good knowledge from naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee. Hope to see you then.
Amen.